calling customer support. My name is Quay with the fry department. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Daniel Gregg, and I just talked to somebody else at your company about a charge that was charged on our credit card bill, and she said it was something to do with a subscription when I saying that I bought a drill, and I haven't bought any drills. The only drill I bought was from Home Depot a couple months ago.
Okay, so I'd be happy to look over the account with you. May you verify you say
Okay.
your first and last name and also the full shipping address?
Daniel Gregg, 351 Maplewood Drive, Eden, North Carolina.
Okay, one moment.
It's trying to call.
Okay, the account is pulling up. One moment.
I can't do it right now because Jared's trying to call, and I don't want to.
It's still loading up for me, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, yes, sir. So just looking over the account, I do show here that on November the 23rd, you paid $5.74 for opportunity to win our drill set, and with the MasterCard ending in 2283.
For an opportunity to win a drill set?
Yes, sir. You paid $5.74 for opportunity to get a drill set, with the MasterCard ending in 2283.
Yeah, I don't, I didn't do that though.
Okay, so may you verify your email address?
DANG@fmtc.com.
Yes, sir, that's the email address we do have associated with the entry. And also, can you verify your phone number?
208-707-3264.
Yes, sir, that's the phone number that we do have associated with the entry as well.
So the only thing I remember buying online like that would be a knife. But you're saying this is for an opportunity to win a drill set.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't remember that at all.
Okay,
So how do we stop?
so
How do
we
we
can
stop
file
this?
this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you're fully aware that false claims of fraud are going to be forwarded for pending investigation, which means we are going to track the original IP address in which the $5.74 was made, and we're going to make sure it is not aligned with the address that you just verified. And also, we can search within the device that it was made from and make sure it's not aligned with any of the personal information, like your phone number or email address, that it was placed from. So as long as you're aware and you're sure that you or nobody in your household did place the original order, we will file this as fraud.
You know what? Rather than go through all that mess, the other lady said they could just give me a 35% credit and we could just do that and be done with this.
So would you like to just not do the fraud claim and just prosecute the, and as a courtesy, I do a 50% refund.
Let's do that. 50%, that
Yes.
works.
Okay, so one
Okay.
moment. One moment.
Apparently, I've already paid 1 month of the 6732 that I didn't catch. So, yeah, let's just go with the 50% refund.
Okay, let's see.
And then you'll cancel any further charges, right?
Right, the account is going to be canceled out.
And I'll know next time to pay more attention to terms and conditions.
All right. Let's see. Okay, yes, sir. So the refund was successful, and it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. And also, did the last representative give you the cancellation number if the account was canceled?
No, she did not.
Okay, so I can provide that for you as well.
Let me grab a pen real quick.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 263-581-772.
Okay, well, thank you for working with me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.